Okay, so it's a safe sector to invest in. Why is that? I mean, what goes into ag land values that makes it so safe?
Well, I should say that because I feel that we're not, the evidence is that we were not in a bubble, but that doesn't mean prices won't rise and fall, right? So we still will have ebbs and flows in profitability, and that, you know, translates eventually into ebbs and flows in land values. So there's a sort of old joke that people like to say about farmland is a get rich slowly asset class, right? And so we have this idea that if you look at the recorded history of farmland in the United States, we've had basically 2 to 3 periods of sustained declines, being the sort of the Dust Bowl, Great Depression era, and then in the farm financial crisis. But overall, land values in the United States have kept pace with or just above inflation. And so part of that is, you know, the society impacts you talk about, you know, growing food and so on, or the Mark Twain adage about they're not making more land, right? But also I think as the technology has improved, both in terms of machinery, but also seeds, or livestock breeding technologies, we've found ways to get more and more productive out of the sector. But there's also a view among a lot of people that agriculture isn't as efficient as it could be, and maybe isn't as high tech as it could be. And so they're taking sort of long range ideas that we can continue to get more and more from the asset class that we have, and build towards growth in the future. And also the rest of the world is also growing, right? And is also pretty strong economic development in some parts of the world. So as people get richer, they start to consume more of their calories from protein. And so, you know, you go from eating rice to feeding the rice to fish to then eventually chickens and then pigs and then Montana beef, right? And so, you know, the sort of the, in all of that time, as we increase our livestock, then we also then will have to increase the feed for them as well. So it's one of those things where sort of all the sectors are, sort of have this sort of long run growth expectation.